live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Letterkenny University Hospital is the most overcrowded in the country today, with the full capacity protocol remaining in place. The Irish Postmasters Union says it's anticipated that the post offices in Quigley's Point and Ballymagan Buncrana will be next to close. A Donegal deputy says the government must urgently review the national broadband plan after the withdrawal of SSE from the ENET consortium, which is the final bidder in the process. And Donegal has been branded Ireland's hit and run black spot. Stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Letterkenny University Hospital is the most overcrowded hospital in the country today, with 35 people awaiting admission. The hospital has confirmed that the full capacity protocol remains in place due to the high volume of patients presenting at the emergency department. In a statement, the hospital apologises for any distress or inconvenience caused to patients or relatives who were experiencing long wait times in recent days. People are being encouraged to attend the emergency department only in the case of real emergencies and to contact their GP or GP out of hours service in the first instance. Meanwhile, figures published today show that nationally there are almost 350 vacant hospital consultant posts across the health service, 8 of them in Donegal. 5 of them are at Letterkenny University Hospital in General Medicine, Urology, Radiology, Gynecology and Microbiology. The other 3 are within the Donegal Mental Health Service, including vacancies in Child and Adolescent Series and Services for Older People. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says getting to grips with the vacant consultant post will be vital if the wider crisis at the hospital is to be addressed.
In Letterkenny, what we've seen over recent years is heavy expenditure on agency staff. So you're bringing in agency doctors. It's not good for the patient because you don't have a continuity of service. You have staff changing all the time, and it's not good for the hospital in terms of, you know, being able to attract the quality of personnel, frankly. I mean, if you look at Letterkenny right now, they're awaiting, you know, in terms of urology and in terms of gynecology. So, I mean, what you're doing is putting huge pressure on the consultant or the doctors and nurses that are there.
These issues seem to have been with us for a very long time, and we're constantly saying that an element of the crisis at LUH is the fact that they're short consultants and they're short that expertise you speak of.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the first thing is that they need to make the process, the application process, much less cumbersome. But the second thing, and it's very, very important, is the working conditions that doctors are operating in. We are asking huge hours of our consultants, as we are of our nurses, and that isn't sustainable. We do have a huge offering in Donegal. There is a great quality of life. I think we have the capacity to attract top consultants and specialists so we can build our hospital and have a better service to the public. But you need to get those aspects right, and it's clear, because it's a chicken and egg, because of the pressure within the hospital, it does impact then on the type of working conditions, and that's not attractive, and we need to change that.
The Irish Postmasters Union says it's anticipated that the post offices in Quigley's Point and Ballymagan Buncrana will be next to close. It follows confirmation last week that the Churchill post office is to close on Friday, August the 10th. Breed Gallagher, Donegal executive member of the Irish Postmasters Union, says An Post is expected to close up to 16 post offices in Donegal before January, with the 2 in Inishowen due to close next month. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Ms Gallagher said the IPU reluctantly supported An Post cost-saving proposals only after successive governments failed to expand the services, leaving them with no other option.
There was 370 exit packages offered nationwide. In Donegal, we are still expecting about 15 to accept that offer. About 15, 16 post offices will close over the next 6 months between the 1st of August and the end of January 2019. The first three, the three in August, which are Quigley's Point, Ballymagan and Churchill. After that, now, I can't say when the next lot will be, probably from that on. You know, every month there'll be a few. Now, I'm not sure which post offices in what month. Quigley's Point, Ballymagan and Churchill are set for closure in August.
The decision's been made, and you feel that your members were and the organisation was painted into a corner, and this was the best deal to maintain at least what we can of the network in this county.
Yeah, and it was done in the hope that if one closes, it'll help to save another small one. We had no other choice. We felt government should have acted years ago. They should have helped to keep the business in place. They should have given us more services, and then each community would have their own post office to do their business locally. But that didn't happen, and we had no other choice.
Donegal has been branded Ireland's hit-and-run black spot. More than half the incidents reported to the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland from Donegal involved untraced drivers. Greg Hughes reports.
Figures published in today's Irish Independent show that Donegal has a higher proportion of hit-and-run claims than any other county in Ireland. MIBI, the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland, show that half of the Donegal collisions reported to it involved untraced drivers. The Bureau provides compensation for people in crashes caused by uninsured drivers or vehicles. Over the past 3 years, a total of 2,261 hit-and-run incidents were reported to the MIBI across all counties, just under 30% of all incidents reported to it. The highest number of such incidents happened in Dublin. Proportionately, however, the highest level of claims came from Donegal, with 114 such incidents between 2015 and 2017, almost half of the county's total. Conversely, Sligo had 14 such incidents, while Roscommon and Leitrim each had 10.
Promises that no victim of the cervical check scandal will have to go to court have been dialed back by the Taoiseach. The government had promised the woman affected they wouldn't end up in a courtroom and cases would be settled. However, Limerick woman Ruth Morrissey appeared before the High Court last week after mediation failed in her case. Leo Radker said that was partly because negligence on behalf of the state has not yet been established.
An issue that we've had since the very start is that all false negatives are not negligent. False negatives are part and parcel of screening, and all of them are not negligent. Indeed, most of them are not negligent. And we still have a difficulty at distinguishing between those that are false negatives, which happen in screening regularly, and those that were negligent and should not have happened. And that is the difficulty.
A Donegal deputy says the government must urgently review the national broadband plan after the withdrawal of SSE from the ENET consortium, which is the final bidder in the process. Air, Vodafone and ESB had already withdrawn their interest. There are 500,000 homes across the country still awaiting broadband services after 300,000 were taken off the list by Air earlier this year. Deputy Charlie McConlogue says that amounted to government-sanctioned cherry-picking and the government must now assess where the process is at. He says it's clear the 2020 delivery target is out of the window and a comprehensive review is needed.
But I think there needs to be a bit of honesty from the government with regard to where things are at currently. Fianna Fáil brought a private member's motion to the Dáil a few months ago which called for a review of the broadband plan process to actually assess, independently assess where it's at and the viability of a proceeding now that there's actually only the one bidder. And the government haven't done that review yet. And I think it is important that there is a thorough examination of the process and the viability of the existing plan. Our own county is particularly affected by this because we're so rural and so many are awaiting this broadband plan in order to receive internet. And the government needs to get their act together now at this stage and find a way of retrieving what they've allowed to become a very bad situation.
Minister Dennis Nocton and his junior minister Sean Kyne very much expressing confidence, very much saying it's all systems go as far as they're concerned. Do they have their heads in the sand?
I think they very much do, and we've been hearing that for a number of years from them now. And we have to remember that their commitment and promise was that all homes would have broadband by 2020. And that is clearly not going to be achieved. So, I mean, their commitments and their constant assurances in this have amounted to nothing so far. And it is now time, really, that they do front up and review where they're at and try and ensure that there is a plan put in place that would see broadband actually delivered to homes, because we're very much in homes and premises are struggling to manage without it while the government have dilly-dallied on this issue.
One of two teenage boys charged with the murder of 14-year-old Anna Creasel has been given permission to take up bail. The boy, who cannot be named due to his age, is accused of murdering her at a disused farmhouse in Dublin 2 months ago. Our court's correspondent Frank Rainey reports.
Anna Creasia left her home in Leixlip at around 5 on the evening of May 14th and was reported missing by her parents when she didn't return. Her body was found 3 days later at an old derelict farmhouse in Lucan. A 13-year-old boy was subsequently charged with her murder and refused bail by a High Court judge at the end of last month. He was due to appear before the Children's Court today, but the judge was told he was actually before the High Court again applying for bail. Following a short break, the court was told bail had been granted, but that he wouldn't be in a position to take it up for a few days. Judge John O'Connor agreed to adjourn the case until Thursday and remanded him in custody in his absence with consent to bail. Another 13-year-old boy has also been charged with Anna's murder and is still in custody. Court orders preventing the media from identifying either boy remain in place. Frank Graney at the Children's Court in Dublin.
Ireland West Airport in Knock says work has recently been completed on phase one of the airport's €15 million facilities investment plan, which will be complete in 18 months' time. The first phase covers new passenger facilities, terminal upgrades and infrastructural works across the airport facility and also runway resurfacing. Still to come is a comprehensive west-northwest visitor centre. Head of Marketing Donal Healy says Donegal County Council is now one of the airport's partners, and that reflects the important links between the county and the airport.
We spent over $4.5 million with our various partners in the last 18 months transforming the airport and introducing a number of new facility upgrades around the airport, such as covered boarding steps to aircraft, a whole new revamp of our toilets at the airport, a new arrivals area. We've overlaid part of our car park. We've upgraded existing equipment. So a lot of projects have taken place in the last 18 months, Donal, and now we're just recently launched into phase two of the next phase of the transformation program, which will see the opening of a new visitor discovery centre, which we've been working closely with our 7 local authority partners on, including Donegal County Council. We'll be overlaying completely our 2,500-metre long runway, and there's a number of other projects, so it's an exciting time at the airport.
As you've said, Donegal County Council, one of the airport's partners, you're very much positioning yourself as a west-northwest regional airport. With that in mind, Donegal, an important market from your point of view.
Last year, almost 30,000 passengers using the airport came from the Donegal region, and to flip that on its head, we get about 20,000 people who come annually through the airport actually go and visit Donegal, contributing almost $10 million in spend in the region. So we've been delighted to welcome Donegal County Council on board as a partner, and we've been working very closely with them on a number of initiatives such as digital signage here at the airport promoting Donegal and the visitor centre, which will have a strong Donegal presence.
Highland Sports, sponsored by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where their big annual birthday sale starts 32nd at 9 a.m.
It's now 14 minutes past 5 and time to latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. Donegal athletes Brendan Boyce and Mark English have been named among a strong team of 41 for the European Athletics Championships in Berlin in August. Boyce will compete in the 50k walk, while English has been named for the 800 metres after another national title won at the weekend. Despite qualifying for the European Seniors, under 20 silver medalist Summer Leckie will not be going to Germany. Also heading to Berlin are Thomas Barr and Ciara McGeehan, who are the leading Irish athletes on the European rankings. Sprinter Leon Reid, who previously represented Britain, has been provisionally selected on the team, pending the outcome of the IAAF transfer process. The European Athletics Championships in Berlin take place from the 6th to the 12th of August. To racing, the start of the Galway Festival also coincides with the return of Ruby Walsh to the saddle. The 12-time Irish champion jockey has been out for 4 months, having rebroken his leg at Cheltenham. Walsh will be aboard the favourite Easy Game in the opening race of the festival, which is about to get underway in the next 5 minutes. The feature of the evening at Ballybrit is the mile handicapped, which goes to post at 20-8. Matthew McCall will represent the Irish universities as the part of the Irish boxing team in Russia in early September. The Dunloman, who is a student at the LYIT, secured a national title in the 64kg elite class and the third level boxing association championships just last April. And he also won an elite title as well in London, winning 3 fights in the month of June. To rugby, Celtic's Parkhead Stadium will host this season's Pro 14 final. Organisers have confirmed the fixture will be the first ever game of rugby union to be played at the ground. The final has been set for May 25th next year. Manchester City say Raheem Mahrez has been given the all clear to return to training later this week after picking up an ankle knock. The winger, who signed from Leicester for a record £60 million earlier this month, came off injured during Saturday's 3-2 pre-season win over Bayern Munich. But a scan today has revealed no significant damage. Mahrez could be available for selection for the weekend's Charity Shield against Chelsea. The Gaelic Games and Galway management continue to sweat over the fitness of Joe Canning. The hurler of the year was taken off with a knee injury during Saturday's drawn game with Clare. There are also doubts remaining over the fitness of both Jared McInerney and Conor Whelan for Saturday's replay, or for Sunday's replay in Thurles. That senior hurling semi-final replay with Clare has forced the movement of the All-Ireland Under-21 semi-final. Galway and Tipperary had been slated for the Saturday in Ennis, but instead the game has been moved to the Gaelic grounds on Wednesday, August the 8th. On the golf front, Shane Lowry has had a big boost to his bid to remain on the US PGA Tour. The off-the-man showed a return to form as he claimed a share of 12th place at the Canadian Open. Larry now lies 158th in the FedEx Cup standings, 125th as the target to retain his card in America. Finally, in boxing, Tyson Fury claims talks for a fight with WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder are at an advanced stage. The former WBA, IBF and WBO champion is due back in the ring to face Francesco Panatti at Windsor Park in Belfast next month. But looking beyond that point, Fury says a deal is nearly done to meet Wilder in December. Such a fight would appear to delay a unification meeting of Wilder and Anthony Joshua even further. That's it, Michaela. More at the Sports Desk tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Machine. The public feedback submission deadline for the Buncrana to Derry Greenway has been extended. Derry City and Strabane District Council, along with Donegal County Council, has announced the extension following two public consultation events in Fawn and Derry last month. Aisin Roach has more details.
The Buncrana to Derry section is one of three routes being developed as part of the Northwest Greenway network, along with Derry Muff and Lifford Strabane. On completion, the three routes will comprise 46.5 kilometres of new cross-border greenway that will help reduce carbon emissions by encouraging commuters to leave their cars at home. The €18 million project is partly funded under the EU's Interreg VA programme, managed by the Special EU Programmes Body. The submission deadline for feedback on Route 1, Buncrana to Derry, has been extended to Friday, 31st of August.
The British Prime Minister is stressing yet again there won't be another EU referendum. A Sky Data poll suggests two-thirds of people think the outcome of Brexit negotiations won't be a good deal for Britain. Many aren't happy with Theresa May and would like a second vote on the outcome of any agreement. British Home Secretary Sajid David says this won't make a difference.
We've set out our plan, which is the Chequers deal. We've also been very clear there's no question whatsoever of any other referendum on this. We've had the one and only referendum we need. The decision of the British people is clear and the government's now getting on with the job.
€36,000 in interim funding has been approved for the Bluestack Foundation in Donegal Town after it missed out on more substantial investment under the Ability Programme earlier in the year. The foundation assists young people with disabilities in South and West Donegal and has thus far been operating solely on voluntary contributions. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the funding is welcome, but the campaign continues for more substantial investment.
I did work with the HSE and prevailed upon them to provide interim funding to allow them to continue until the end of the year, culminating in the $36,000 that has now been provided, and to allow them to continue the tremendous work which they are doing in the Bluestack Foundation, promoting and providing educational support and special needs support for teenagers with disabilities. It's the only one in the South and West Donegal. It's been in existence for 15 years and it's based on voluntary contributions, but the time has come when they require mainstream funding, and I will be pursuing the Taoiseach and the Minister to ensure that it receives Ability funding next year. Multi-annual funding is needed to allow them to plan ahead.
And without this funding, of course, the future of the Blue Stack Foundation and indeed many facilities like the Blue Stack Foundation face an uncertain future.
Well, there was no doubt about it. It's very clear that the Blue Stack would have had serious difficulties despite the fact that they're totally committed. But this is something that they're doing, and the state should be providing such facilities, but they're doing them in the most professional way, and we're fortunate that they're doing that. And the very least that the state can do is provide the funding. There is a programme there, the Ability Programme, and when I presented the map of Ireland to the Taoiseach in the Dáil, it was very clear that the whole of the North West was left without any funding whatsoever.
The Milford to Ballyar Road has reopened following an earlier collision. One person was removed to hospital after the crash involving a car and a tractor at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Gardaí say the person's injuries are not believed to be serious. And parents are being forced to turn to moneylenders to cover back-to-school costs. A new survey shows families are also having to cut back on things such as food and holidays to meet the demand. Paul Quinn reports.
Parents are now spending an average of €1,000 per child in primary school. The figure rises to almost €1,400 for a secondary school pupil. The Irish League of Credit Union says more than a third of them are getting into debt trying to cover the costs. A quarter of these are turning to moneylenders. Here's spokesman Paul Bailey.
What we do know is that parents are come under pressure at back-to-school times to, for example, buy their children branded goods, and this is particularly high among secondary school.
The survey also found that parents are forced to cut back on things like holidays in order to cover back-to-school costs, including Anne-Marie, who has two boys in primary school.
In the last 3 years, haven't gone abroad on a holiday. We've gone camping in Ireland, which the boys love, and it's great. It suits us. But personally, I do miss my abroad holiday, but I know that this is just a sacrifice I have to make.
Around 7 in 10 parents say Irish schools aren't doing enough to keep costs down, and say book rental schemes and generic or free uniforms would help.
For weather now, a mix of bright spells and showers this evening, a few showers heavy with some thunder. Showers will die out later this evening, with lowest temperatures tonight of 8 to 10 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Letterkenny University Hospital is the most overcrowded hospital in the country today, with 35 people awaiting admission. The hospital has confirmed that the full capacity protocol remains in place due to the high volume of patients presenting at the emergency department. Meanwhile, figures published today show that nationally there are almost 350 vacant hospital consultant posts across the health service, 8 of them in Donegal. The Irish Postmasters Union says it's anticipated that the post offices in Quigley's Point and Ballymacgan Buncrana will be next to close. It follows confirmation last week that the Churchill post office is to close on Friday, August the 10th. Donegal has been branded Ireland's hit and run black spot. More than half the incidents reported to the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland from Donegal involved untraced drivers. And a Donegal deputy says the government must urgently review the national broadband plan after the withdrawal of SSC from the eNet consortium, which is the final bidder in the process. Air, Vodafone and ESB had already withdrawn their interest. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, July the 30th. The death has occurred of Joe Quinn, 57, Dr. McGinley Road, Glencar, Letterkenny, formerly Castlebar, County Mayo. Joe's remains will repose at his home from 7:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning, going to St. Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the family plot in Conwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, Care Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and also on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Sue Kerrigan, 34 Money Road, Garvita, Castlederg. Sue's remains will repose at her late home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from her late home on Wednesday morning at 11:20 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Francis of Assisi Church, Drumna Bay. Interment afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Cairncorn. The death has taken place of Annie Murphy, Conlon Killybegs. Remains are reposing at her residence. Removal tomorrow evening at 6:30 to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, for 7:00. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11:00, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time plays from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Kathleen McDermott, Carrey Road, Carndonagh. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private pleas from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Emmett McGee, Gorton North, Ballandrate, Lifford. His remains will repose at his home this evening from 6:30. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to Pieta House, Kerv Quigley, Funeral Directors. Family time placed from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Tessie Doherty, Nae McGee, Liz Nakelly, Buncrana. Remains will repose at her residence from 6:00 this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11:00 Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Joan Miles Gallagher, Carrick, Carrigard. Remains are reposing at her son Miles' home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigard, for Requiem Mass at 11:00, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired to RSC Donal Milford, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Robert McBurty, Legnathraw, St Johnston. His remains will repose at his home from 7:30 this evening. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Bathan's Church, St Johnston at 11:00, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.